You gotta take Conor a couple McGregor swings. Anyways, Conor McGregor, weekend. Yeah. Well, it's a good transition.
This weekend, boy.
I'll tell you this, dude. I'll tell you this. I'm not being a hater. I'm not being some sort of Debbie Downer. I don't think it breaks 2 million pay-per-view buys.
You might be right.
I'm not seeing it, man. Like, when Conor fought Floyd, or when Conor, Nate Diaz, too, I couldn't go anywhere.
Without
Starbucks, you name anywhere. Shoe store, where... Car dealer, everyone, dude, Conor Floyd, who you got, man? Everybody and their mom. Now, very rare. Maybe at one of my shows someone will bring it up, but...
There's something that Conor didn't want to do for this fight, and that's massive promotion.
Yeah, but so does that mean it's not as big? Like, who's that falling? Is that Conor or the UFC?
It's Conor.
It's both.
He doesn't want to do it. Well, the UFC has a model, right? And it worked in the Jose Aldo fight. That model is you just promote the holy fuck out of a fight. You travel the world. You promote the shit out of it. You scream at each other at press conferences. You do all that stuff for months and months and months, and those things sell like crazy.
If it's Conor McGregor.
If it's Conor McGregor.
So,
well, who have they ever done it with besides Conor McGregor like that?
No one really sells like that. They, you know, a little bit with Ronda, I guess, but she didn't have the same kind of chops as Conor. So Conor's the only one, but... You know, I don't know. Maybe it's because he had a layoff. Maybe it's after the Floyd thing. I think it does well. I don't think it breaks Conor versus Nate, too.
Well,
I don't think it breaks $1.6 million.
What I think happened was Conor made $100 fucking million. And he was like, yeah, I'm just going to train.
You know what I think? I think there's that. And I also goes, I'm not. That took so much energy to do all that. And, mm-hmm. and everyone knows me as that guy. I have the toughest fight of my life coming up. I'm taking every precaution necessary not to overtrain,
yep.
not to use all my energy. This, I'm in the fight of my life, and I'm going to train like it. I'm shutting down everything. You can post the fucking me throwing the dolly through the window 1,000 times. I'll do the press conference on Thursday. Other than that, man, I have got to get ready for the fight of my life. That's the way I'm looking at it.
I think you're right, and I think this is the fight of his life. I think stylistically, it's a nightmare matchup.
I think it's a nightmare matchup for both of them. I think anyone who goes, oh, Conor, you know, he can't wrestle, he can't do this, he's just going to get taken down and pounded out. You're so off, it's not even funny. You don't know the game, man.
He absolutely is capable of stuffing a takedown or two in the early going. That's what's up. Because in the early going, he's got that stinger of a left hand.
His footwork,
and Khabib is going to know that coming in. He's going to be a little hesitant. He's not going to walk towards him like Edson Barboza did, or he did in the Edson Barboza fight.
He can't.
Because Barboza is mostly kicks. Barboza throws a lot of kicks, a lot of Thai style kicks, and Khabib just put a tremendous amount of pressure on him and then got a hold of him. But Conor's going to crack him with hands, and his footwork is way better.
Yes.
He's just way better at moving in and moving out.
I think when people go, it's either Conor starches him and gets the KO, or Khabib just takes him down for five rounds and pounds him out. I think it's a classic fight. I think it's back and forth. I think it's a fucking dog fight.
Yeah.
I think it's a fight of our lives, man. I really do.
I think you're probably right.
I think you're getting a fucking great fight from two guys where there's more on the line than just win or lose. I think with Khabib and what he represents, and talking to his team captain, Josh Thompson, he goes, Khabib's going to retire after this.
Really?
He wants to beat Conor and retire.
Really?
He wants to retire like the Floyd Mayweather of MMA, 27-0, beat the UFC's, you know, poster boy, and he walks off in the sunset. Unless they get him a super fight with GSP or something, he's done.
Really? Wow. That's shocking. He's young.
Very shocking. But think how long he's been doing this.
Yeah.
Since he's four, he's been fucking up grizzly bears. So he's like, all right, I'm over this, man. And not to mention, he lives with his family, man. He still lives with his mom and dad, his wife, and his two kids, same house.
Wow.
That's what kind of monster you're dealing with. And then for Conor, I think it's a legacy fight where, you know, he's coming off the Floyd Mayweather kind of train there where, you know, it was a success either way you look at it. He made $100 million, and he competed against the best of all time and lasted more rounds than anyone thought and trained for a complete boxing match, so his striking's going to be better going in this fight. But for him, it's not about the money. You see him, the one interview he's done on Mac Life, you can see it. It's like it's a vintage Conor. We go, oh, shit, we got one here, man. This isn't, you know, the Floyd Mayweather is more of a show. Like, you know, we didn't think he was going to win that. This one, you look at, oh, shit, that's vintage Conor. This motherfucker's coming to fight. And he might get taken down. Yes, I guarantee you gets taken down. That motherfucker's going to get back up. He's going to get up. He's going to keep getting up, and Khabib's going to keep coming. And we got a dogfight, man. I think both guys are going to be fucked up after this fight, and it's going to be a classic.
It could be. Or
fast forward, fucking, just Khabib gets starched in 7 seconds.
It people could be that
playing
too.
This on a loop. Just playing this on a loop.
Look, Khabib's got to get through the fire. You know, he's got to get through the fire in the early going. He's got to close that distance, and he's got to do it with precision without letting his nerves affect him, right? I mean, he's got all the shit talking Conor's done to him. He's seen him rattled at the press conference.
He's rattled. When he started talking about his dad, he's rattled. And I think we've also never seen Khabib fight with high stakes.
Right.
Like when he fought Al Iaquinta, that wasn't high stakes. Al's an amazing fighter, but that's not the same as fighting Conor McGregor.
Right.
When he's fighting Edson Barboza, that's not high stakes. When you're fighting Conor McGregor, Conor takes all the chips on that poker table, puts it all in the middle, goes, I'm all in. You have to be all in. I do well under these circumstances. How do you respond?
Yeah.
So we've never seen Khabib. And everyone goes, oh, his cardio's great. It is great. But when the fucking that Irish nation is rocking that fucking arena and there's all this pressure, his heart rate's going to go up. And he's going to be like, God, I fucking hate this guy. Khabib's never fought a guy who he hates. He hates Conor.
Yep.
How is he going to be overzealous and open himself up?
Yep.
There has to be something there. And we don't know. Exactly.
Aldo was an assassin until that fight.
Completely. One of the best of all time.
Yeah. Still is. But that fight exposed how good Conor's psychological game is. Because months and months of being on tour with Conor, those press conferences, Conor stealing his belt and screaming at him and getting in his face, and then starches him with one punch. Oh,
amazing. But what else is interesting is, remember, Conor is an amazing counter puncher. Well, to be an amazing counter puncher, you need a guy to punch at you.
Mm-hmm.
Khabib's not going to punch at him.
Right.
Unless it becomes an ego thing like you did with Al or Edson Barboza, where you just walk him down, there's no respect. He might throw some punches, so it's going to be interesting for Conor to find those angles when a guy's not playing the game.
Well, it's also, Khabib has had a history of struggling to make weight. He cannot struggle to make weight for this fight. He's got to be on point.
He came in that press conference at 174. They said this motherfucker started camp at 180-something. Like, he's never been more serious for a fight.
Which, for people listening, if you're saying, like, well, buddy, fights at 155, he used to weigh 200.
200, yeah.
Yeah, and then get down to 155, and it was not good. I mean, the Michael Johnson fight, he struggled. He had, like, some real shutdown issues. And then the Tony Ferguson fight, they pulled him out of the fight. He can't have any of that nonsense this weekend.
Oh, no. I don't think we will.
Be on point.
The nonsense, the only thing where, like, Jamie Tony's going to the fight, I would never go to this fight. I think there's...
What?
I would not go to this fight for this reason. I'm a complete
what?
Pussy. I think something's going to happen in the crowd between the Russians and the Irish. I think that.
Why do you think that?
Just the animosity between the two. They hate each other so bad. If this fight happens for Conor, you're going to have upset Russians. If it happens for Khabib, you're going to have upset fucking Irish. I think it's gotten bigger than just a UFC fight.
Really?
I do, man.
So you don't,
it's so hostile.
You think you wouldn't go to this fight because of the potential the violence breaks out?
Correct. I also don't like going to UFC fights. I also don't like going to UFC fights.
Why don't you like it? Because you used to fight?
Yeah, it's just stressful for me. Just super stressful for me.
Do you feel like you're going to fight again when you're
there? Yeah, I get the nerves, and I'm just like, oh God. I go complete opposite of that now. I try to get more relaxed when I'm doing stand-ups. I don't want to be in that scared mode anymore.
Yeah, that's interesting.
My heart rate, I'm just sweating the whole time. I'm just like around, like sweating. I look like shit.
Pull up that card. Let me see the rest of the card.
Dude, if you're Tony Ferguson, it's like, oh, yeah, and Tony's fighting.
Right. I know, and he's fighting Pettis.
It's not an easy for Tony.
I mean, I'm just amazed that he's able to fight again so quickly after knee surgery.
You know what's interesting to me is I asked Josh Thompson, who knows Khabib, and obviously you can talk to DC about it, but I go, dude, Tony's back. Like, if Khabib were to win, he'd fight Tony, right? And he goes, no interest. That fight does nothing to him mentally. He just doesn't care about it. I'm like,
Khabib just doesn't care.
Yeah, he's like, not with Tony.
So he really just wants to fight Conor and then get out.
Get out.
Wants to beat GSP.
From Josh Thompson's mouth, from Khabib, he wants to beat the UFC's poster boy, Dana's poster boy, and walk the fuck out. Unless they give him a super fight.
Who the fuck has ever been 26-0 as a champion? That's the only one.
Yeah, but 26-0 for sure. He's fucking.
Who else has been an undefeated champion?
Undefeated champion?
Well, John Jones.
Conor was undefeated.
But John Jones,
well,
did
no,
he fight
didn't.
Matt Hamill before he won the title?
He fought Matt Hamill on the Ultimate Fighter. Roy Nelson, Brendan Schaub.
No, it wasn't the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, it was the Ultimate Fighter finale. because I fought Roy Nelson. Oh, John Jones fought Matt Hamill.
Right, not on the Ultimate Fighter.
No, you know when they do the finale.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bullshit loss, though.
Oh my God, you got a loss from whooping a dude's ass so bad. He smashed him. You know what? As far as undefeated champions,
who? I don't think there's one.
Henan Burrell.
Oh, he won, but he lost his first fight.
Yeah,
Henan Burrell lost his first ever UFC fight.
I don't know. He was like he had like 30 wins in a row or some shit, right. But had a weird loss back in Brazil.
Yeah, he lost his first MMA fight rather.
Ronda.
Yeah, Ronda.
Ronda's undefeated.
Undefeated. Yeah. 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 Ronda's only two losses were the two title fights between Holly and Amanda. Let's see. What do you got there, Jamie? What are you pulling up?
List of undefeated MMA champions.
Ben Askren hanging around.
Yeah, Ben Askren's for sure one of them. But Ben Askren to me, and I've had him on the podcast. I've said this 100 times.
I love the guy.
He's my Brian Ortega. But Brian Ortega isn't really a champion.
Well, these aren't champions, are they? These just undefeated MMA fighters.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. These aren't champions. Ben's the one guy who I'd love to see come out of retirement and fight Khabib.
He's the one guy that's my biggest disappointment that guy never fought in the UFC.
It's a fucking shame.
But the thing is, like, Khabib wouldn't fight. I'm like, nobody knows who he is outside of the hardcore guys like
you
or myself. Why would you fight him? And maybe lose? Maybe get out-wrestled?
Here's the only, if you're going to say something about Khabib, he's 27-0. He really, when you look at the body of work from Conor compared to Khabib, it's not even close. The wins that Conor has are remarkable.
Yes.
You look at the Max Holloway, Chad Mendes, Jose Aldo.
He did to Eddie Alvarez.
I mean, ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. Then Nate Diaz win, Nate Diaz loss. Like, you just look at the caliber of opponents that he's faced from a very young age. It's a nightmare. And they look at Khabib. He's 27-0. His biggest win's probably Barboza. Dos Anjos. When he was a little weathered, but, you know. But Barboza is a perfect stylistic matchup for him.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah.
We don't know with Khabib. We know he's damn good, but how good?
He's had one weird moment in his entire career. That's against Michael Johnson, when Michael Johnson cracked him. Wobbled him for a second, and then he took him down and smashed him.
The Gleason...
T-Bow?
T-Bow fight got a little dicey, too.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I don't remember that fight at all.
But with Michael Johnson, it's funny to me because Michael Johnson landed that big overhand, and people go, oh, Khabib has a weak chin. I'm like, well, he's never been dropped. He's never been.
Yeah, I mean, he's never been sat on his ass ever. Michael Johnson starched Dustin Poirier with one punch. Don't forget about that. Michael Johnson can fucking punch.
Yeah, he's explosive as shit.
Yeah, I mean, he caught Khabib, and Khabib got rocked for a second, and then weathered the storm, took him down, smashed him. It was a total dominant performance. Yeah, if you look at his performance, like you look at his resume, Pat Healy was a tough fighter.
That
showed. Abel Trujillo, he smashed Abel Trujillo.
Remember Abel, he took down more times than anyone inside that octagon. 21 times, I think. And he was a college wrestler.
Mm-hmm. And a strong guy, too. Yeah. Abel's strong as shit.
And that's Gleason T-Bow. When is that, 2012? That's...
Mm-hmm.
That's the juicy.
Yeah,
T-Bow.
The real big fight was the Barboza fight, and then Al Iaquinta was, I mean, as last minute gets, and he still went five whole rounds with Iaquinta, which was interesting for a lot of people. Like, I talked to Eddie Alvarez after that fight, and he was like, very interesting.
I love
very
Eddie.
Very interesting. Yeah, I was like, you saw a lot of things in that fight, huh? And he was like, yeah. He's like, you know, once the fight got into the later rounds and he's still standing up with guys, you like go, whoa, all right.
It's so interesting to me because when you talk to anyone from AK, obviously they're super pro Khabib, but they're like, dude, this isn't even a fight. Like this, this is one of Khabib's easier fights. He's definitely had way tougher matchups. I'm like, you're crazy, man. They're like, you should see Khabib go against Ed Ruth, who's an All-American Penn State wrestler. Like, he fucks him up. He takes him down. I'm like, what? But that's... You know,
that's wrestling.
That's that wrestling, you know, that dance, that rhythm. Mm-hmm. Connor's not on that rhythm.
No.
You're talking about a different animal.
You're talking about a guy who is one of the best fencers in the game, meaning can, like, jump in with one shot and put you out. And he can do it moving back. He can do it moving forward. He can time you, and he'll be very calm in there. You will get the very best Conor McGregor.
He's also no slouch on the ground. People think he's just going to get taken down and like get crucifixed right away. You're out your goddamn mind. Yeah. The guy trains with Dylan Danis. He's brought in these Dagestani wrestlers. Like, he's training with the lead of the lead. He's you know what Khabib's going to do.
Yeah.
It's way easier to train for Khabib than it is Conor.
The dark horse fight on the card is Derek Lewis and Volkov.
That's a great fight.
Alexander Volkov might be the best heavyweight on the planet.
What's he won his last six fight winning streak? He's a guy who's flying under the radar.
He's giant, too.
Knocked out, his last fight, he knocked out Verdum. People forget.
Yeah. Isn't he like 6'8" or some shit?
6'8", yeah, 6'8".
Giant, tall, long dude who did real well in Bellator.
World champion Bellator.
Yep. And he has massive experience. And you see him in that fight with Verdum. He fucked Verdum up.
I know.
Like, I'm very excited. Did you see the latest countdown? What is it? All Access? What do they call it? No.
Embedded?
Embedded, yeah. I'm always trying to come up with the name of those
things. There's always, they're all the same, but yeah. All Access, Embedded, 24/7.
Embedded is very good. I should remember the name. It's very good.
They're all, yeah, they're
and
all good.
And this new one is really good because it's got Max Holloway running on a treadmill, two treadmills over from Nurmagomedov, who's also running on a treadmill. And they're fucking very cool to each other.
They're
it's very
cool.
interesting.
Khabib thanked him for taking the fight, which he should. Yeah. Which he should. Thanks for taking the fight. And then they have the same weight coach.
Like that's crazy. Lockhart, right?
It's Lockhart.
Right. Is Lockhart working with Nurmagomedov as well?
Both of them.
So Lockhart was like, Lockhart is legit. Like, he goes over calculations of like how much you weigh, how much water you're going to take, and he's weighing things out. It took him an hour and a half to do the calculations.
Yeah,
it wasn't like, hey, we're going to wing this. It's like, no. We're going to do this weight cut correctly, and he's got it down to the day. You know, like, it's 6 days to lose. I think he was 171.
Is that I was wondering what did he start at? Is it 171?
Yeah, so I think he's got to lose 16 pounds.
What's crazy is when Max was on my show, I was talking to him a little bit off air, and this is on record. I'm not spilling anything that he didn't say, but he just goes, you know, with the injury,
there we go, right there.
Jesus Christ.
Embedded, I think, is better than that UFC, not UFC, the HBO ones. I think it's better
than all of them. The 24/7?
Yeah.
How dare you?
I think it's better than
all of them. The 24/7 when there's a big fight?
Yeah,
I think,
you know why?
I think
because
in general
this is
they're better.
Raw.
I think in general they're better because they do more of it.
Yep.
But a 24/7,
they're like, very good.
They're fucking good.
They're very good.
With Lee Shriver?
I love that
bro,
guy.
Bro, watch your words, son.
I love that guy, but I like these better.
Remember when they had the alley cat Lee Shriver?
Yeah.
He's like, tonight, here we go. But it was nowhere near the
no
same.
Good.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I'd like fire this him. Because there's almost no narration, right?
Yeah.
It's almost just
it tells
all
a story.
The footage. I want to see the footage.
I would have liked the video of when they called Max with the fight. Because from what I heard, he goes, Khabib, that's the toughest guy in the world. Fuck yeah, let's go. Which is insane.
Why don't they have a video of that?
That no one knew. I don't think they knew, you know, to turn the video on. I don't think Max knew why they were calling.
That would be an amazing video.
Of him being like...
Especially if he wins.
This is my thing with Max is I think Khabib is the toughest fight in the world on 6 days' notice. I'd rather fight anybody else in the world than Khabib on 6 days because of his style and just his tenacity. But for Max, win, lose, or draw, whatever happens Saturday night, if you don't respect and like him even more after this, you're a moron. You're a
There's
fucking
very
moron.
Few champions on a run like Max Holloway's on that would be willing to take this fight on 6 days' notice. And also, I should say, coming off of a broken foot.
Correct.
So he had to pull out of a fight with a broken foot with Frankie Edgar, which just happened. So, I mean, how healed is he?
And like I said, on my show, he was saying, you know, I've been doing some jiu-jitsu, been in the swing of things. For me, it's good because I haven't been balls deep into training. I've been just been doing a little jiu-jitsu, you know, getting a light workout, but it gives me time with my family. Mm-hmm. He goes, you know this, in camp, you're present, but you're not, which is true. And he goes, you know, so I'm going through it. I'm with my son and the family, but I'm thinking about something else. He goes, so this has been good for me to really focus on my family. That was, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Wow.
So then, bam, you're fighting Khabib. And the reason why he wants to fight Khabib is because he thinks Khabib's the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world.
Yeah.
And which is nuts because, you know, when you look at Khabib's resume, it's good. It doesn't blow your hair back. He's 25-0, for God's sake. It's good. But it's not like all this crazy, you know, big names on his record.
Right.
But you talked, I was just in San Jose. John Fitch goes, dude, and this is John Fitch.
Yeah.
You know, could be, you know. Welterweight goat. He's fucking not goat, but he's goddamn good. He goes, I've never seen anyone in my lifetime like Khabib. He goes, I fought GSP in his prime. He would beat him. That's how good he is. DC said he's the pound for pound greatest fighter he's ever seen.
DC said that he hand fights with him. Like, DC's, well, the heavyweight strike force champion. He said, he goes, dude, we go to war.
War.
We go to war.
War.
Like, imagine that. DC's a gorilla. He's jacked. I mean, DC's got some body fat on him. He's strong as a fucking ox.
DC's so goddamn talented.
He's so good.
It's not even funny.
Watch when DC throws Josh Barnett through the air. When they fought Strikeforce, you just go, Jesus.
Remember when he did the Hendo?
Beast. Dude, offensive. The Hendo fight was offensive.
He's a goddamn American.
It was offensive. He ragdolled Hendo and couldn't be a cooler guy. Like DC,
the nicest guy ever.
DC might be the nicest fighter of all time.
One of my favorite people, him or Max, they're up there.
I love them
for nicest fighters.
I don't
of
know
time.
Max as well as I know DC because I've done so many shows with him. But for DC, as good as he is, to say that him and Khabib go to war, I'm like, that's crazy.
Dude, Josh Thompson, who's the captain of AK, said, you know, Ed Ruth, Penn State, 3-time national champion, freak, just started doing MMA and Bellator, complete freak wrestling. I was in San Jose, and I did a show with him, and I go, what were you doing? He goes, oh, I just came from practice, Khabib's second to last practice. I go, what was he doing? He goes, just straight wrestling. I said, oh, who was he wrestling? He goes, Ed Ruth. I go, oh, my God, the Penn State, like, legend? He goes, yeah, man. I go, how's that go down? He's like, the only one of them's going down, and ain't Khabib. I'm like, what? Ed what? Ruth? And he goes, bro. I've never seen anything like it. So
what?
There's just this legend of Khabib. When they tell me that, it scares me. Like, Jesus. What?
Well,
what are we going to do?
You see it in action when you saw the Barboza fight. He's walking towards him like a zombie, gets a hold of him, and just ragdolls him. Just ragdolls him.
But this is what's great about this fight, and this is what makes our sport so special is, yeah, I'm super bummed. I've been in deep depression because Ferguson fell out, and we've talked about this off air. But our sport's so special because what Max Holloway has the chance to do Saturday night, if he can beat him, if he can somehow pull that out, there's nothing like it in professional sports. Mm. There's nothing like it. If LeBron goes out, the team still goes on. It's whatever. If Tom Brady gets hurt, it sucks, but they still play. Here, you know, man, Max has a huge chance. Now, are the odds stacked against him? Good God, are they ever. There couldn't be a worse matchup for him. But what's the one Achilles heel, if there is one, for Khabib? A guy who can strike going backwards. Max Holloway's pretty fucking good at going backwards.
Yeah, it's a fascinating fight if there was no controversy. If it wasn't like a 6-day time period for him.
But that's what's so great. Yeah, that's what's kind of cool.
The only other fight that's been like that was Nate, when Nate took on Connor in the first
fight. Here's the difference, though. Nate's the bigger guy, right? Nate's right. The bigger guy, the more seasoned guy there. So for Nate, it's like, yeah, it was short notice, but that's a rough matchup for Connor.
Right.
You know, Connor should be an underdog in that fight. They don't even fight at the same weight class. So that makes a little more sense.
Yeah, but they do. But wait a minute. They do. Nate fights at 55.
Before that, though, he's fighting at 70, right?
No. He only fought 3 times at 70.
But he's fought at 70 is the point.
He fought at 70.
Connor's never fought at 70.
Right, but when Connor fought him at 70, that was 70.
Yeah, Connor's never fought. He's not a 70-pounder.
Right, but I mean, Nate, when he fought 70, it didn't go well. I mean, who did he fight? He fought Rory McDonald at 70.
Tough matchup.
Who else did he fight? What else did he fight at 70? But he lost his fights at 70, I think.
Wasn't great at... No, he didn't lose all of them. Wasn't
he
great
won
at
one?
Yeah, wasn't great at 70. But the thing is, he's the bigger man. He's a much bigger guy.
But if they agreed to fight at 155, he would make the 155 weight limit.
100%.
Yeah. So it's like there was all this talk about him being so much bigger than Connor.
Oh, he's bigger for sure.
He's taller.
Joe.
He's taller.
He's a bigger man.
He's a bigger guy.
He walks around heavier.
Well, when he gets heavier. But when they fight at 55, he makes that weight, and Connor makes that weight tough too. They both struggle to make 155.
It's a much easier cut for Connor at 55.
It's not the hardest cut, but when you look at the difference between how he looks physically when he fought Nate at 170 and how he looks when he's, you know, 145, he was awful.
I was gonna
he
say like he's on death's Connor can door. Make 145. Nate could never. I mean, there's no
he probably
chance.
Could have made it if when he cut was his on leg the off, ultimate fighter when
cut,
he was
cut a leg off. You know, like realistically, he's not making 45.
Well, he was very thin during the Ultimate Fighter days. Remember?
We have to Manny be because you're an Ultimate Fighter, right? So you have to make weight basically 3 times in a row.
Well, I just think he filled in, too. I mean, he was real young back then, too.
100%. But you have to maintain a lower weight.
Yeah. That's the closest fight to it, though.
I agree.
That fight's
no,
the closest.
I agree with you.
But the same kind of balls that Nate has is like what. But Max, the difference is that like Max is taking on a guy that everybody's avoiding. No one's been able to solve the riddle of Khabib. No one's even put him in jeopardy. Like he's undefeated.
Michael Johnson hit him, but that really wasn't, you know, wobbled him a little bit.
We were talking about that the other day. Who knows what was going on in that fight, because that was a fight where he had the same issue cutting weight that he did when he had to pull out of the Ferguson fight, where his body shut down.
Correct.
So who knows? He had that same issue with the Michael Johnson. He might have been severely compromised in that fight, even though he beat the fuck out of him.
Agree. The difference between McGregor and Diaz is they'll both keep it on the feet, really, right?
Yeah.
Diaz is a phenomenal boxer. Conor's a phenomenal striker. Max Holloway, phenomenal striker. Khabib, phenomenal grappler. So it's even more of a task because Khabib's not going to sit there and strike. That's your one way to win? Cool. I'm the best grappler on earth.
Yeah.
He'll entertain it for a little bit, but if he wants you down, there's literally no one in the world from, I'll say, 155 to 170 who he's not going to take down.
What else is coming up down the future? What else is going on? Like, what's another big fight?
The December card, you got Cyborg Nunes happening.
Now, the December card in Toronto?
No, December card in Toronto is Brian Ortega Holloway.
Right. There's another December card?
The New Year's card. You know when they do it right before New Year's?
Oh, so there's two pay-per-views? The place that Valentina Shevchenko versus Cesar Eubanks,
they just bumped it up.
The vacant flyweight title, were headlined UFC 230.
I thought... Joanna.
Yeah.
Hey.
Is this just coming out today?
I was about to show you a tweet that said that they were talking about moving it up, and it was in flux, and then when I went to look for it...
Oh, wait, that's going to headline Madison Square Garden?
What?
I've lost all energy in my body.
What?
Oh, yeah, because that gets my dick harder than Dustin Poirier versus Nate Diaz for a 165-pound title.
No offense, but I don't even know who Cesaro Eubanks is, and I'm the commentator for the UFC.
I've never heard of her. And I'm not being a dick either. I'm just saying, as far as headline Madison Square Garden, you got some nerve, whoever put this together.
Let's see a video on this young lady.
I'm sure she's an absolute monster. Good for her.
She is.
Congrats.
She looks scary.
How many fights does she have? She's one in the UFC.
She's one
Scroll
fight.
Up.
One fight in the UFC. And she's 4-2. Four and two. Okay. And what happened with Joanna?
She must have got injured or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the previous tweet was this.
Well, this is Brett Okamoto. He's a reliable source.
Yeah. Remember, ESPN's in cahoots with the UFC now.
Supposed to face Joanna, but that may change too if the switch happens. Okay, per sources, they've discussed moving Valentina Shevchenko. Is this the previous tweet?
Yeah, that's the previous one.
And then he made another one saying that it's locked in.
Correct.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Fucking
Britney Spears.
Who's the dude? What's that guy's name? Christopher
Castano.
Chris
_ Castano.
That's hilarious. He put that Britney Spears. What? Yeah. That is
these poor girls.
Hilarious.
It sucks for them. But the magnitude of Madison Square Garden. You're thinking it's gonna be. I was thinking Jones. Fucking. Cain Velasquez, Stipe Jones, DC Les, something that would just blow my hair back. Like, hold up.
Valentina against a girl is 4-2 with one fight in the UFC for the flyweight title. It's Nico Montano, they stripped her because she didn't make weight for one fight. What?
I don't know.
Huh?
Those are your friends, Joe.
Hey.
Just kidding.
Listen, man, I don't want to be a promoter. Fuck that.
You just keep doing your thing.
Fuck that job.